It's the Workday Getaway with Nikki Montgomery, and I'm joined this afternoon with Julia Angwin, who is the author of a very interesting book called Dragnet Nation, A Quest for Privacy, Security, and Freedom in a World of Relentless Surveillance. How are you doing today, Julia?
I'm good.
I read this book, and it really shocked me how much stuff is being learned about me without me even knowing about it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. The more you know about how much you're being watched, the more shocking it is. And we've all collectively learned a lot since Snowden's revelations, but there's even more that's happening.
What kind of information is being gathered and stored about us?
You know, basically, anytime we use any technology that transmits information, whether it's our cell phone or our computers, that information is being gathered by usually the companies we think we're talking to, and also oftentimes many invisible companies that we don't know are party to the transaction. But then also all of our offline information, our credit card transactions, even when you change your address at the post office, that information is often sold to private companies and re-massaged and used in ways you wouldn't expect.
How is this information used?
Companies are building sort of files about us, and then they use these files on the commercial level to basically figure out ways to sell us things. And that's not so terrible. I don't mind being sold things that I might want. But it also means that they kind of know so much about you before you go in to buy that we've already seen instances where companies are giving people different prices based on what they know about them. And I'm worried that this will become an increasing trend, that I'm going to end up paying $5 more than you are because they're going to know I have that extra $5 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm. Now, it goes far beyond just, you know, buying and selling stuff. People are using your information in other ways, too.
So, well, obviously, the government is scooping it up to look for terrorism clues, and, you know, they're looking at everything. I mean, the Snowden revelations have been shockingly vast in the scope of information. Every single call we make, even things I would never have guessed, like the NSA was looking at information that you, while you were playing Angry Birds, that was being transmitted to advertisers. So there's just a million ways that our information is being scooped up. And the problem is the government can use that to make decisions about whether they think we're suspicious.
So what can we do about it?
Well, I tried to extricate myself from the system as much as possible. I mean, without moving into a hut and turning off all our technology, you can't get out of all of it. But, you know, if you try to live in the modern world and limit it, I was able to get out of some dragnets. So, for instance, I stopped using Google Search because they store all of my search queries, and they've got them dating back all the way to 2006. And when I looked at it, I thought, you know, I just don't want this information with Google. I don't know what they're going to do with it. I don't know if the government's going to come ask for it. So I went to a search engine that doesn't store any data called DuckDuckGo. And they don't know who I am. They don't try to fill in my sentences when I'm typing. So I have to write a few more words in my queries, but it's been fine, actually.
Well, it sounds like there are a lot of different ways in this book that you can protect yourself, and it's interesting to know all the ways your information is being used. So go out and get the book. It's called Dragnet Nation, A Quest for Privacy, Security, and Freedom in a World of Relentless Surveillance by Julia Angwin. Thank you so much, Julia, for joining me today.
Thanks so much. It was great to be here.